Welcome to LifePoint Drivecast. In case we haven't met, my name is Ben Miller, and I'm the Campus Life Pastor at the Marion Campus. We've been going through the series of Ecclesiastes, and our tagline for this series is something we've been saying every week, that God offers us a full life in an empty world. Life without God is utterly meaningless. Every day, the world advertises to us the secrets of life and happiness. Happiness can be good health, a perfect family, a dream job, a dream house, pleasure, fun, maybe the next upgraded iPhone or the latest and greatest mop, or traveling to destinations far away. Maybe we've even told ourselves that happiness is when we are the envy of others, whether through our stuff or reputation. But the truth is that the world around us is constantly making a massive false promise. And that false promise is this, that happiness can be found on this earth. That happiness can be found in the things this world has to offer. But the truth is that when we pursue the things of this world in an attempt to find happiness, we will always, every time, without fail, come up short. There's an utter emptiness in this world, and yet our friends, our neighbors, our family, even our own hearts, tell us that this lie is the truth, that happiness is only one step away, it's right at our fingertips, and if we would only reach out and grab it, we could have it. Instead, the things of this earth, once we attain them, they crumble like sand in our hands. Many in this world are wandering aimlessly through the desert of their lives, searching for water and life and refreshment, and when they get there, it's just another mirage. Or if we could use the language of the book of Ecclesiastes, we would say that it's chasing after the wind. If we try to catch the wind in our hands, it just slips right through our fingers, and the world around us tells us that we can catch that wind if we try a little bit harder, do a little bit more, gain a little bit extra. And that's because this world, this broken world around us, is full of lies, and these lies are authored by the father of lies. Ultimately, this is the essence of the book of Ecclesiastes. The book sets up all these things that people live for, whether pleasure, purpose, money, power, or even worldly wisdom. All of them are false paths to happiness that dead end with emptiness, meaninglessness. This book of the Bible has a very clear message. The author of Ecclesiastes wants us to wake up. Wake up to the fact that the world around us would rob us of every last real joy, every last moment of time. And for what? To keep up with others? To look good in front of friends and family? What's your scorecard? How do you score your own life? Look with me at Ecclesiastes 6, 1 and 2. Ecclesiastes 6, 1 and 2. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun, and it lies heavy on mankind. A man whom God gives wealth, possessions, and honor so that he lacks nothing of all he desires, yet God does not give him power to enjoy them, but a stranger enjoys them. This is vanity. It is a grievous evil. So the first thing we see here is important. The author says that it lies heavy on mankind. You know, God sometimes blesses us with worldly possessions, and we're often quite grateful, and we often pat ourselves on the back for our own accomplishments. God may give us things, money, possessions, stuff, and maybe we don't get to enjoy them. You know, our lives are short. In Psalms, we hear that our lives are like a breath or a vapor. It's here one moment and gone the next. For those of us who are believers, this is an astonishing reminder that we don't live for our stuff. We should have a right perspective, a biblical, godly perspective on the stuff we have. The real question is, why do we allow these things to consume our thoughts and energy? A godly perspective on our possessions and accomplishments is one of gratitude and generosity. This is in stark contrast to the world we live in. If we are focused on our stuff, if we are consumed by the purchase and the hope of the next purchase might bring us, we'll miss the point here. If we are focused on that next raise, that next promotion, that next house, or whatever it is, we'll miss out on God's perspective about all of it. You see, this stuff will all outlast us. So why not hold this stuff loosely in our hands? Be generous to those in need and use it to glorify God. Instead of keeping a scorecard and impressing people and competing and keeping up with the Joneses, maybe in some small way wanting to be the envy of others, we instead give it away. We don't put too much emphasis on these things in our lives, and we should realize that our joy comes from God the Father. This puts us in a place of gratitude, minimalism, and generosity to others. The Bible says we won't be around to enjoy it, at least for long. So why not hold material possessions loosely in our hands and offer them back up to the Father? Lastly, I want to draw our attention to verse 6, Ecclesiastes 6:6. Even though he should live 1,000 years twice over, yet enjoy no good, do not all go to the one place? What he means when he says this, do not all go to the one place, he means the grave. All human beings on this earth have ended up in the grave. So we're all headed to the same destination. The good news is this isn't our final destination. There is one man who is also God in the flesh, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he did in fact die. He did in fact go to the grave, but he experienced that grave, but the grave could not hold him. He did not stay there. And this brings us to the last point for this Drivecast. Jesus brings life, meaning, and purpose to an empty world. While Jesus did experience the grave, he didn't stay in the grave. And why is this important? It's so important because he came so that the grave couldn't hold us either. Can I tell you something? Jesus clears that scorecard. He's not keeping one. He's not scoring your life, and that's because he's already won. There's no comparison because the ground is level at the foot of the cross. For all who place their faith in Jesus Christ, we have a different life. We have a life without a scorecard. Let's not impose the scorecard on ourselves. We have a different purpose. We have a different joy. We have access to life eternal through Jesus Christ. We have eternal life, eternal purpose, and all that we do can be viewed through the lens of eternity. So why do our job at work? Well, because while we're doing our job, we can glorify God with the excellence of the work we're doing and share the good news of Jesus Christ with coworkers. Why provide for our family? So that our family can see that we serve a God who also provides. Why do the mundane tasks of life? Because God can be glorified in everything we do when we do it for His glory. Life, truth, purpose, meaning are all found in Him. And as a stark contrast to the meaninglessness of worldly pursuits, godly pursuits last for all eternity. We carry them with us into eternity. The Word of God tells us that when we stand before the judgment seat, all of our life's work will be placed into the furnace. And that which was done for Him will come out of the fire unburned. So, make it last. Make your life last. Make your life's work be something valuable by placing it in God's hands and doing it for His glory. It changes everything. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, we ask that each of us focuses our heart on You. That instead of looking at our lives through the lens of a scorecard, we won't be looking at others around us. We will look at You. You've already won. We don't need the scorecard. We can toss it out the window because everything we do, we can do for You. We don't need to do it for other people or their approval. We need to do it for You. We want to glorify You with our lives. Will You help us to focus our lives on doing things that last, things that matter for the kingdom of God for all eternity? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.